So a bocher asked me this week, how are you supposed to experience Leil Seder? You say that Hayav Adam Liris is Atzmai Ki'ilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. So how are you supposed to do that? You know, you're sitting by the Seder. So, you know, I do my shtick and all of that. But Lamaisa, how are you supposed to experience it? So, Etaina, that the emes is as a, when a person goes through the calendar year and you approach all the different Roman Tavim, so it's Ki'ilu, they gave him a mushel. You're driving a car cross country, which I have had this list to do many times. And so, if you have your radio on and you drive through Kansas, you're going to hear the radio station in Kansas telling you how much pork bellies are selling for and the price of corn. And you get into Missouri and you'll hear them talk about the Kansas City Royals or whatever. And you go to Illinois and you're talking about politics in Chicago. And you drive from Indiana, you'll find out what's going on in Indiana. And as you go through the country and you have your radio on, you'll pick up the radio stations that are transmitting whatever they're transmitting. And wherever you go, you're going to get a different station. In a similar vein, when you go through the year as a yid, you're picking up those radio waves. The only difference is that when you drive through the country, depending on where you're driving through, it's the same transmitter, but you're hearing different things that are being transmitted. Every day, it's a different story, it's a different report, it's a different song, whatever it is. When you drive through the year, there are rays of hashpah that are being showered on you from a transmitter in Shemayim. And you're getting the exact same program that came down 2,000, 3,000 years ago when Klal Yisrael experienced it the first time. It's the same hashpah, the same rays of kedusha, the same rays of opportunity. The only thing you need is that receiver. And so when you come to Pesach, the same zman of Chayusein, the same hashpahs of Chayusein are being showered on you from the same transmitter at the same station and the same program. It's all coming down, bombarding you at the same time. All you need is
that. That's only post-it.
You're talking post-it. So, because you see, as Mitzrayim, Hashem gave this hashpah of Chayus. And that hashpah is there all the time. You don't need to receive this. What's the receiver? You see, with the Seder. You sit down by the Seder and you do the mitzvah halayla, then you will pick up those hashpahs. So, it's not so much that you have to sit there and dream that I am, you know, I'm dressed up like some slave and the mitzri is knocking me on the head and I'm plotting, right? You know, I try to show that to my Einikolach. I have a picture of my Haggadah of this poor yid carrying this bunch of bricks and the mitzri is beating him. I tell him, this is my uncle Kloinemus, and that was Abdul, and Abdul was beating him up, and Kloinemus Nebuchadnezzar. And it's a whole family story, and the kids buy into it. But Lamaisa, the ikkar is that you get the hashbah, and if you go through the Seder with the mitzvah salayim, you will feel it. At a certain level, Kibbutz Yotzim Mitzrayim. That's the magic of the Leil Seder. That's Lamaisa, what Zerah Hashem says this in so many words. And he says, Hine al pizeh nitztavinu b'chaga Pesach, v'chol inyonim shenitztavinu v'zeichet Mitzrayim. Ki b'yoyse tikkun ahu tikkun godom oid shenitakun voy, Moshe Zachan v'malu, since there was a tremendous tikkun that took place, hukva, it was established b'shuft kufas azmanahu, at that time we go through that zman, a light will shine on us like the light that was shining then. And it will be mischadish in us the result of that tikkun. He says that Yoir Oleinu Oir Me'en Oir Rishon. Hashem will give us the Oir just like that first light. Right? So whether that means Hashem gives us the same hashpah or the same hashpah is still there, but I'll call upon him. This is the Yisrael HaKorim. That's
you absorb that as a thought process, or you absorb that as a feeling?
I think you got to have both, I think, you know, but I think there's a feeling you're going to get by fulfilling the mitzvah saliva, shelling into it, you know. Obviously, it helps to think, but I think that the kayach of the mitzvah saliva, that's it. You know, like, obviously, got to think about it. You can't sit there like it's a magic within the night. It's a kayach of the night to have the hashgah. So, that's, I think, also the Mishnah Berurah brings down that really, the Chanukah's Habayis we had last week, the Shmini Lulim, whatever, so, that took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But endless is the Mishkan was finished in Kislev, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to wait until Nisan, because that's when Yitzhak was born. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I have to pay back Kislev. So he got Chanukah and Kislev. It struck me, what did Chai Hashem is to pay back Kislev? It was the old Kislev. But it's that they finished the Mishkan, there was a certain hashpor that was created when they finished the Mishkan. He says, I gotta give a yontif to Kislev so they'll have the receiver to be able to cash in on that hashpor that they created because they finished the Mishkan. So Kodesh Baruch gave us a yontif called Chanukah with Chanukah Samizbeah, so we can somehow get a ma'ein of what was accomplished by Klal Yisrael's Hashtaychikus to have a Mishkan when they finished in the... So that's why you have those ideas. Now, look a little bit of a different akuda that we sit down by the Seder. So one of the first questions you got to ask is, Moshet was Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim? We have a big deal of making the Seder to thank Hashem that we left Mitzrayim. But why are we thanking Hashem? He brought us there. Why we have to go there in the first place? Shkoyach. You put me in the hospital so because you drove your car over me. Now you're paying my bills. Thank you very much, right? You brought us to Mitzrayim. You took us out. What was the whole topic? Why do we have to end up in Mitzrayim? So the Maral is Masbir. And he says that Lemaisa, Avraham Avinu said Bamo Eda. And because of that, the Gemara Midorim says his children were established in the Mitzrayim for all these years. So the Shaila is Avraham Avinu said Bamo Eda, so he was a chesed and his emuna and his children paid the price for all these years. Avraham Avinu put Yitzhak on the Akedah, he let himself get thrown into the Kivshana Eish. And because he said Bamo Eda, we had to pay such a price. Zot the Maral, that the pshat is that Avraham Avinu is the Av of Klal Yisrael. If in Avraham Avinu there was the slightest pigam, his emuna, the pigam would become so magnified down the years of history that today we wouldn't be sitting here talking about it. We wouldn't exist. Like he gives a marshal that somebody's an expert in agriculture, and he sees a guy's planting an apple tree, and he looks at the plant that he's about to put in the ground. He says, don't plant that way. What's the matter? He sees a little black dot over there, right? So that's, that's humongous, fafongous, whatever. And that is going to create very bitter apples. They're not going to sell. They're not going to taste good. Don't plant it. But it's a little tiny black dot. That little tiny black dot is going to create that the apples that are going to grow are going to be, they're not going to, So, the same thing that you have to realize that Kodesh Baruch Hu understood that in order to create Klal Yisrael, that will still be sitting there today with all the tzaras we had, they have to experience Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim, they have to see the Nisim and the Floys, and they have to become so dovek to Hashem to do that, that we still Maminim and B'nai Maminim today. That's what was the necessity. So you see, in the code over here, that the most darkest of the chisorim in the Avraham Avinu created the need for the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that also explains why in the Mikra Chometz, we're mamish matim and mashim of Chometz. He says, you have to realize that the Yetzias Mitzrayim, when even the mashim, you have to be careful that the mashim is the effect that you can have, going back to Avraham Avinu for a second, there's a word that was once told to Shem Gadol's Rebbe. He says, just like the arrow in the hands of the archer, so to what Shem shot. The archer shoots the arrow at the bullseye. So let's say he's off by a fraction of a centimeter, but by the time it reaches the bullseye, it's going to be off, because as it flies through the air, that little centimeter becomes wider and wider. You're shooting a rocket to the moon, and you're off by a little centimeter, it ain't going to make it to the moon, because the distance is... So that's the pshat kishit. Kein b'nei ha'na'udim. The children are sent in the wrong direction. The slightest error in appearance can have much more disastrous results in the children. So it has to be aimed perfectly. In the same way, when you're looking for chametz, Egechinami, normally we have a bit of a shisha, but when it comes to chametz, we're mocking that it's played in the mashim, because chametz represents the Yetzer Hara. And slightest chisorim in the Yetzer Hara can cause tremendous results. It was just word in the morning, we'd say for Hoyer in Aden for a few seconds or a few minutes every morning. So he talks to them about Tzadikim, the Asid Lovra, it will be Nidma Lahem, the Yetzirah, like a heart of Hoyer. And the Rishoyim, the look at the Yetzirah, will be a hair. So hair is a tiny little string. So what's the pshat? It can't be two things. If you're talking about the Oyel Me'emes, the Asid Lovra. See, the pshat is like this. The first step, the Yetzer Hara, is a little string, tiny hair. The Yetzer Hara opens up to you. You don't have a tiger necessarily. Before you smoke your first cigarette, you're not addicted, right? Whatever it is, if you would know that I don't take that first puff, you would save yourself a lot of atmosphere. The first time you give in to the Yetzer Hara, it's a little hair, and you think, big deal. If you give in, becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. The Rishayim will see loss of love, like, and they think I have to climb a mountain to fight the Yetzer Hara. No, it was a hair. You could have just said no the first time, and you would have avoided all the Avos Nefesh. But Tzaddikim, they see it as a mountain, and they say, wow, this is what the poem said, because you thought it when it was a string, and therefore it didn't become the mountain. So that's what they'll see. So they say, you saw it. That you're dealing with things that are so tiny, so minuscule, and yet they can have such a tremendous impact on a person that you have to make sure that you don't let it in the beginning. But if that's the site that you're trying to get rid of, you're trying with the kavana that I'm looking and I'm searching and I'm trying to get rid of the search of Isa, any drop of it, person, in these weeks, when you're getting ready for Pesach, if you're thinking b'shas ma'aser, what you're doing, the tremendous koyach in just the avodah of looking for chametz to remove from within yourself those koyaches. So, you know, when a woman is scrubbing away, or you're helping her scrub away, the Kav HaYosher says over, he says, Hashem is for any kuchas and call mice of an Israel, Adas and Ulos, a Kedoshim and a Kedoshim. Hashem looks at all the Yidden. What Kedoshim, I should call your chosim, who the beer chums, the holy Nechidishis, and we're all obsessed with getting rid of chomets. Why can't you go there and have Kodesh Borch who was called on a garden? The same way you're scraping the pots and scraping the shelves and checking, Hashem will remove all the Nagoyim. Avoiding the Sitra Ochem Akapikim that are brought about by the Sitra Achem Akapikim. Because this is the Yisoid, to the degree to which we remove the gam of the Yetzer Hara, Hashem is removing from us also. So they say the Bevitch of the Rebbe, when the women, he would see women preparing for Pesach and scrubbing and doing everything, so he would say the same thing he writes in that you say by the Kiyas Shoshim. He would say, but instead of saying Pashrak, he would say Kashrak. So he writes in Shamalochim Shayyotim and a Kashrak, Yahweh writes in Le Kisei Hakovoy, the Amritsu Toy Vadein. So what is Kashrak? It's Kratzim, Shabim, Ribim, and Kashrim, right? So these are, you know, the scraping and the rubbing and, you know, and all of those things that women are doing, that the Ravitch of the Rebbe would say that Baket, all that Avoida should be Mamish, Hashem should have Rachmanis. So you have to realize that this is an opportunity. You're doing Poshe Dezachim. And some people take Poshe Dezachim and they treat it like Poshe Dezachim. Other people know how to turn a Poshe Dezachim to gold. It's a Darshan Meretz Yisrael for the Drashim. He says he knows that there's a Yid who is aware of the family with a bunch of children and they need help. So he Mamashi worked around for 8 hours a day for a long, long time. And he gave the money to his family. And he knows a woman who would go to a family and take care of the children, go to the house, prepare them lunch. She was here when they came home from school. She did homework with the kids. She fed them supper. She put them to bed. Then she took care for a truffle. Some guy in the, you know, the people who were listening to the drosha guy said, "Rabbi, I don't believe the story. Nobody would do that." He said, "You want me to tell you who it is?" Did he tell me who it is? And I'll tell you who it is, I'll tell you where he lives. He says, "Really?" He says, "Yes. Who is it?" "It's you and your wife." He says, "You work 8 hours a day, and you bring home a paycheck, and you feed your family, right? You do it a chesed, right? Your wife takes care of the kids, and she feeds them, she puts them to bed, she does their laundry, she washes their dishes, right? That's who she is. It's not like you leave it for somebody else. It doesn't make a difference. It's a mitzvah. If you realize that what you're doing is a mitzvah, all these things, it's a gold mine. But if you do it right, you're hopping around tremendous zechusim. And you do it without thinking about it, and you're losing the opportunity to cash in on something that's evolving. Say, about you get a mitzvah. Whatever you do, if it's a chesed, it's a chesed. But if you do it like kavona, if you must be a Muslim, if you bench, you're going to get tzchad for benching. If you bench, you start to say, the people, they can take a shmata and make it gold, and people can take gold and make it shmata. Right? Birchas HaMozen is a gold mine. You can take it and turn it into a shmata, or you can take it and make it mamish. People have that opportunity, and so you can, on the most simple things, you know, you have a worker and you pay the guy for doing the job, and you say, "I now do the kind of mitzvah of paying the worker," right? Or whatever it is. There's mitzvahs you can do in the krach. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim had a maaser that he went into a pharmacist who wasn't sure to pay the mitzvahs. And he said to the pharmacist, "You know, mamish mekanim. Mekanim me? I'm not even a religious Jew." He said, "Yeah, but you realize what you do every day? You're saving people's lives. Matzo, not nefeshach, and so forth. When you give a guy his, whatever he's taking, you give him his lysinicol or his blood pressure, whatever it is.
Medication.
You're saving his life. And if he doesn't have it, who knows what can happen, right? He's not just doing a mitzvah. So if you only track when you're doing it, then you tell the guy, have given to you, Shabbat Shabbat Shalom. It had mitzvahs out ain't sheer. Just think about that. And even if a guy's coming in, he's buying a prescription for whatever it is, for an antibiotic. And so it's not life. We should before Shalema. It should be a tikkun for whatever illness he has. So the guy took the time seriously. He started to, everybody came in. He said, "Shmuel Refuah." And they started to think, you know, doing all this stuff, I should start davening a shtickle too. slowly but surely he became a tzaddik gomer. Like, you know, but Chaim taught him how to take something, and you very often don't happen. Reuven Karelis and Helza Meisner, he can tell the story. It was a bar mitzvah. It was a yosem that was in the Vatei, he was in Vatei Ponovich, whatever that was. Ponovich, whoever opened up the base, he's Sona. So he was a Vatei Ovis at Ponovich. He was a little boy, had bar mitzvah between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That is not a time people want to go to a bar mitzvah, right? People are busy with Sukkot and buying out Abimini and putting up the Sukkot. As it is, kids bar mitzvah between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So anyway, he goes to the bar mitzvah together with the Rebbe from this kid. And they're talking about how difficult it is to go to a simcha in such a high-pressure time, but you got to do it, you know, the kid needs it. So the Rebbe says to him, hey, so, you know, let me tell you, I know it's hard, but I had a maisa, he says, with one of my kids. A mold used to be glass bottles, and we had soda. I still remember my uncle, Philip Feldheim, used to go to his house, and used to have seltzer bottles with the handle that you would pull, and the seltzer would come spritzing out, like in his 80s, he was young, right? So we would love to go to the house and just, you know, got a chance to spritz. That was like the hush of his eye. So anyway, so he said that, you know, his kid wanted some seltzer once and whatever he did. And all of a sudden, the whole bottle exploded. And this was like Arabian Kippur. And they had to run with the kid to the hospital. And they were stuck with him in the hospital all the time between Kippur and Sukkot. And he said, so it's a very high pressure time. You think he went in the hospital? You're in the hospital all day long with the kid. You have all the time to do it. When something is important, you can take care of it, right? Everything goes to, you know, gets pushed away. I have to take care of this, my child. I have to take care of this, what's important. Because if you realize the mitzvah sechihem chayim v'chimein, and that's what's important. And you can do it with the same yishev hadas. But, you know, as a yiddus, the harder it is, you know, you get more schar for it. But you have to realize it's chihem chayim. And,
what do you think it is that Pesach Seder is the most popular Jewish function, even among the five? Why does it speak?
That's the, by far the most popular one.
They say wherever Eliyahu HaNavi comes, that's what they all keep. Right. Ris and Pesach.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's not universal, but it's extremely popular. And you wonder, like,
intuitively people feel this is a family gathering.
So it's not a God thing, it's a family.
It's got to be more than just a family gathering. Yeah. There needs to be something underlying that really sparks it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's hashkocha that it's sparked by that heritage, but the mice of people get some hashkocha from the same.
Yeah. The need to reach back and then transmit.
It's becoming increasingly difficult. Someone knows these things told me that the four rabbis will tell me that they strategically made a mistake in the last 100 years in order to increase involvement in Siddharth. They have community Siddharth. People would come to the temple for a community function. What they didn't foretell is that it would be well right yet that you had a lot of sin. So as that generation that you had a sin died, there's nobody around to run safe, so they're stuck having to go the group activities, even though they realize that they were only playing that. We still have a truth. I have a reform position that holds him to be for Pesach and looking for Hashem.
Tell me something. Tell me something.
Something we can talk about at the table. How do you get them to be a frequency receiver? How do you get them to be the radio receiver? It's out there. And you're feeling it enough to show up. What do you say?
The problem is that the people who are coming only once a year, they're receivers off the other 11.9 months of the year.
You are an idealist.
The problem is it takes more than just the seder. Okay, I understand. It's a challenge of finding the right thing to say in the one moment where the door opens, where they're willing to crack open the door. But the problem is that what about every other opportunity of the entire year?
Now for my closing statement.
Your Honor.
Right? No, I just want the Moisif L'Chaira. One of the challenges this time of the year is because of the intensity and the frustration and the urgency, people can get angry, you know. You know, you can make the wrong move, you can put something in the wrong place, you can eat something in the wrong moment, and it can create all sorts of tzaras. So, Natel told you two meisim that negeya. First of all, the meisim with a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law, which is always a very
fraught.
Yeah. So but this situation, rather, the mother and the daughter got along very, very well. And so, in honor of their getting along very well, the mother-in-law invited the daughter-in-law to help clean the Pesach. And so, she came over very happily, and And so she came over, and the mother-in-law said, "Listen, you might go through the closet to throw out whatever you think needs to be thrown out. You know, part of the spring cleaning." And so she felt very good that she trusts her. So she went through the closets and she straightened up the closet and fixed everything up. I don't know if she checked the pockets and everything. So she comes to the mother-in-law's closet and she sees these three dresses lying on the floor, with three outfits. And she sizes it up and she says, these are no longer in style. My mother-in-law never wears them. They go into the garbage. So she picks them up together with everything else and she puts it in the dumpster. Mother-in-law comes home and she's checking everything. It's very beautiful. Everything's very neat. And she comes to the closet and sees this three outfits are not given out. Little did the daughter-in-law know that her mother had kept her valuable jewelry in the pockets of those outfits. And so she discovers that it's missing and she gets very upset. She says, who throws out clothing without checking the pockets first? I mean, you know, I always check the pockets. You never know if there's maybe a $20 bill in one of the pockets there. So she's very upset. These are very, very special jewelry. That's where she kept it. And she throws it out, but she doesn't check the pockets. Carelessness. And she doesn't say anything. She runs to the dumpster to try to retrieve it. And she finds out that punctual that day, they picked up the garbage early. And it's far foul. So she is livid. And as she's walking to the house, she's thinking to herself, you know, I'm going to be the parent of this careless. Then she says, wait a second. What am I going to do? I lost the jewelry. Now I want to lose my daughter-in-law too. And I'm a shiver. And so she pulls herself together. And she said, I'm not going to say a word. Gosh. It happened. I said, I'm going to get used to the world. I'm a Kabbalah. Then she says, we're going to show you. I'm being a vater on my jewelry. And I have three diamonds. I have two sons and a daughter. They're old, they haven't found the shidduch. Tumcha Tega, I'm vater my jewelry, take care of my diamonds. Okay, she goes in, she's very nice to the daughter-in-law, she thanks her profusely, she hugs her and kisses her, she leaves. Kolomoy, the phone rings, you have a shidduch for your oldest son. 3 hours later, she gets a call, shidduch for the daughter, a few hours later, and then within 3 days they went out, and each shidduch was good, and each shah got married 1 month after the other. Hachav. So you never know. The slightest, you know, you're miscabed over kas, and you hold yourself back, you don't realize the value of the sky that you could get. That's the same thing happened with Yecheskel Abramsky. He was young. He was Yadua, like he was the top catch from the one of the best brachim in the yeshiva world. And so one year, he wanted to marry a daughter to him. He was also a very big Talmud Chacham. So he fahared him over 3 days. Every day, another chelik in Shas. And he fahared him. And he knew, and he says, okay, I'm ready to let you get engaged to my daughter. So Yecheskel said, now I have to fahare your daughter.
I thought I was tough.
So you fired me. I want to meet your daughter. I mean, let me meet her once. Okay, So they arrange for a date. He comes to the house, and you know, they had set up by the table. You know, the guy picks up the girl. You know, as we do nowadays, when I went out, we put something on the table. We came, and we got cross-examined by the shver, the future shver, the possible shver, and the mother-in-law came in. And then after a few minutes, the girl shows up. Okay, so. He walks into the house, he's standing by the door. They had set up a beautiful table, a glass table, a tea, and whatever it was. And just as he's walking into the house, the kid brother had pulled the table. Table went flying, all the glass on the table broke, the tea is all over the floor, and the place is in shadows. And he sees out of the corner of his eyes the girl who he's been meeting is standing there, and she goes to the kid brother. And she, you know, she takes him by the shoulder and says, don't worry, don't feel bad, it's okay. Just get a shmata and I'll clean it up. She didn't know that he was watching her. He noticed it and said, okay, I don't have to go out with her. You can break the plate right now. Okay? So she could have
found one person.
What?
You have to find one person.
Yeah, right. She could have been upset like any girl would have been upset. And she said, Mom, I told you not to keep them in the house. Send them someplace else. Like, you know. But, you know, that's what happened. And she reacted. She didn't lose her temper. So she got Yecheskel Abramsky, the husband. Right? So, yeah, these are the youngsters that we deal with these days. And that's what we have to know. Famous lesson is also wanted. Talmidim asked him, he went to Beit Matzah, what chumer he should be mitasik in. So he said, chumer I want to be mitasik because there are almonis very often work in the matzah bakery. People tend to get upset when things don't work out well and they're not fast enough and they're not doing things right. The chumer is you should not say anything nasty to them. Have patience, don't be angry. So, it's chomis b'mashu, mashu kas is also trait. That's the same word. Trait.